Interior Health, IH, has announced an active outbreak of respiratory illness on the third floor of Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital, as of Tuesday, January 14. Interior Health confirmed to the Trail Times that the outbreak has resulted in 8 cases so far. If you were thinking of visiting, please consider postponing your visit until the outbreak is over, the health authority advises. This will help keep you and your loved one healthy. During a respiratory illness outbreak, several measures are implemented to protect the health of residents and prevent the spread of infection. Here's what visitors and patients to IH facilities can expect. Outbreak signage. Signs will be posted at the entrance of the building or unit to alert visitors about the outbreak. Activity restrictions. Activities and outings may be cancelled to limit contact between residents. Protective equipment. Staff may wear gowns, gloves, and masks when providing care to your family member. Preventative measures. Patients may be encouraged to stay in their room, receive meals there, or sit at a separate table in communal areas. If their condition worsens, they may be transferred to a hospital for additional treatment. As well, non-urgent medical appointments may need to be rescheduled. Residents who are not showing symptoms may still attend medically necessary appointments, such as those at the cancer agency or with specialists. IH's website provides an updated, active facility outbreaks list, highlighting hospitals and long-term care facilities affected by respiratory or gastrointestinal illnesses, including Clostridium difficile infections. These facilities fall under the Hospital Act or are licensed under the Community Care and Assisted Living Act. Mask mandate reinstated. In response to a surge in respiratory illnesses, including influenza and RSV, the BC Ministry of Health reinstated mandatory medical mask requirements in certain healthcare settings on January 6. Healthcare workers, visitors, contractors, and volunteers must wear medical masks in facilities operated or contracted by provincial health authorities. These include hospitals, long-term care homes, outpatient clinics, and ambulatory care settings. Masks will be required in patient care areas, such as waiting rooms, emergency rooms, home and community care locations, including a client's home, and ambulances, the ministry states. The measure aims to curb the spread of illnesses, protecting healthcare workers, patients, and residents from preventable infections. Respiratory illness. Respiratory infections, caused by viruses or bacteria, are highly contagious. They spread through droplets expelled when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can infect others by coming into contact with the mucous membranes of the eyes, nose, or mouth. Additionally, microorganisms can linger on surfaces like doorknobs or countertops, and on hands or clothing, making transmission easy. Common symptoms include a new or worsening cough and fever, as well as potential weakness, runny nose, sore throat, or headache. Other IH facilities experiencing outbreaks. Cranbrook. Joseph Creek Care Village, entire facility, reported a respiratory infection outbreak on January 14. Kelowna. Glenmore Lodge, Grey J Unit, declared a respiratory infection outbreak on Jan. 14, Williams Lake, Caribou Place, entire facility, reported a gastrointestinal illness outbreak on January 10. Salmon Arm, Shuswap Lake Hospital, Level 2, declared a respiratory infection outbreak on January 7. Penticton, Trinity Care Center, entire facility, reported a gastrointestinal illness outbreak on January 7. Kelowna, Brant's Creek Muse, Pear and Apple Units, declared a respiratory infection outbreak on January 6. Vernon, The Hamlets, 2nd and 3rd floors, reported a gastrointestinal illness outbreak on December 31, 2024.